David Treacher, Albion Hull, 16th of May 1949. I'll be coming up to 70. And basically, I used to go to the Co-op. The Co-op was a big part of my life. People used to talk about it. People used to describe what was inside. I used to go in there. I used to shop in there. I can remember the time when you used to use check sheet, and that's how you used to get your money. When you spent the money, the cashier or person that was serving you would give you a check. You'd stick it on a check sheet, and you had to have it up yourself. Then you submit it to the office. And every 6 months, you got your dividends, which was 5 pence in the pound. And they would basically give you it and put it into your account. Some people relied on it. It's like people know with stamps in a shop. They'll get their dividend and they'll spend it, and they'll hopefully spend it in their shop. It was a fair amount of money for some people, because in them days they didn't have shopping stamps in the shop or a discount card. And it was basically, yeah, it was like lamps and people. And so I relied on my divvy. It was pretty good. You could both get most things from the Co-op. It was a food, non-food shop. They had a chemist in there, an optician, Mr. Scaff. The coal business and the other business was from other places, and milk. But, it was like that for people. And lots of people used to come in there for the Skyline Ballroom. I never went to the Skyline Ballroom myself, but people used to go in there and have the lunch. It was a reasonably priced lunch. It wasn't an expensive one. And I used to remember that. I used to have meat pie and chips. And I used to go every Monday or Wednesday, I think it was, as well. Yes, I used to really enjoy going there. And I went there till the Co-op actually shut. It shut down because they went into financial difficulties. They sold it to the Prudential Insurance Company for a figure with 14 years to come back. After 14 years, they were only on a peppercorn rent to the Prudential Insurance Company. When they came back after 14 years, in value, it had gone up, the rents would go up. The Co-op didn't either think it was valuable or they didn't want it. That's when the building shut down, except for the British Home Stores part, which stayed open. Now, they'd subletted it to somebody else, British Home Stores, and it stayed open until the times recently when British Home Stores shut down. It was a shame there. But at one stage, it was open together. There was a door through to the back. Now, that was shut when the Co-op finished. But a lot of people did work at the Co-op for many years, and they paid the going rate of pay. They didn't skimp it. And basically, yeah, a lot of people were put out of work. And people looked at the building ever since, for a number of years, whenever the SC Co-op going to open again, and it hasn't opened. Now, it will probably be used for meaningful use. An ice rink, flats, shopping accommodation. Yes, it's pretty good.
You were telling me just before we started recording that you've got quite a strong family connection to the Co-op. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
My mother and father were co-op members for quite years. My father prayed at the co-op. He thought it was wonderful. When my father married my mother, which was in 1948, he gave her half the share. She had half the share, and he had half the share. And my mother was still going buying co-op stamps and co-op products until the co-op shut down. She still kept a membership of the co-op up until she died in 1995. And the co-op card was there. I sent it back to the co-op, giving the co-op up. They wrote back, and we're going back now 20 odd years, and sent me the card back as a co-op member. I'm still a co-op member now. The co-op in Hull isn't what it used to be. It's little convenience stores. And some people find it expensive. And basically, yeah, their trade has gone down. But they're in competition to Asda, Morrison's, and Tesco's, who actually discount their products. It's a shame, but unfortunately, it's the way of life.
You said that your phrase was your dad prayed at kind of co-op, as in that he really revered it. Yeah. What was it about the co-op that he loved so much?
Basically, he associated it with a socialist shop, a labour shop, and it was the way that they gave a fair wage to everyone, and how they treated the employees. Where he associated with some other shops that skimped on the money and skimped on the services, how they treated people, which is right in life. I mean, I have that idea of in life as well. I mean, I'm union representative, and yes, it was, and it was good. And in Waltham Street, that's where the entrance was, where they loaded the shop up. And yes, I can remember people's faces to the day who I know work there. I don't know where they live or what they do, but they work there. And it was a very sad day when it closed down. And I don't know how many people, if they found another job or not. But it was really good place to work with people. Yeah.
So do you have any particular memories of the shop yourself, as in like particular days there or things you bought or any kind of special memories?
We bought our television from there. It was an Albert television switch. And yes, we had that for many, many, many years, and it gave us good services. My father used to go there for his glasses. And they had a co-op dentist in King Edward Street, and he went there for his dentures. Yeah, also on top of that, we had transistor radios, not like they have nowadays, but transistor ones. We had an Alba from there, and we had a Defiant from there. It really, And myself, I mean, I used to go in there, and there was all the departments that sold newspapers, butchery, and everything like that. And it really, really memory on people nowadays. I mean, I go there now and I look up and see that mural, and I think there it is, and it brings me back memories. I would like to see it pulled down. I'd like to see it on view, where people can look at it and think about and what happened, what the time was. And it's also associated with the sea as well. And you can also think about it. Because Hull was a trawling city. Yeah, it really made back that memories. Yeah.
So you've talked a little bit about all the different kind of bits that were in the co-op shop. I just wonder if you could describe what the shop was like when you kind of first walked through the door. What did it look like?
The main door was at the corner of George Street and Jameson Street. You went in and onto your right. Yes, that's right. There was two lifts. And that used to take you up and down. You used to go straight through. And I can remember on the right, there was a chemist in there. On the second floor, there was a little shop of Mr. Scaff, the optician. Now, he left the co-op and he went to work in Jameson Street as his own business. He's retired from there. Co-op had shops all over the city, as well as in the city centre. There were little shops. And meant that you could go for one. I mean, where the Co-op shop is in Jameson Street, not far away, there was a little shop that was got convenience shops. But there weren't convenience shops. They used to wear their own products and everything. And every street corner had a Co-op on it. I mean, where I live on Willoughby Road, they have several shops that were very near, within walking distance of my house. And it wasn't at first; it wasn't self-service. It was trading by hand, weighing your products up. My mother used to go there as well. Took me in the pram. To the co-op shop. Yes, it's there and everything. It really was. I've always had co-op in my life since I had been a small child. And basically, it does bring back memories.
You were talking a little bit about the kind of shop as you went in. You mentioned the opticians. Yes. Can you remember any of the other sort of any other parts of the store that particularly stood out to you?
As I said, there was the opticians and the dispensary for dispensing goods, prescriptions. On the left there was a butchery department. There was an escalator that took you upstairs. And there was ladies' wear down below. Went upstairs and you was within a gentleman's department. They saw gentleman's wear. And that's where the electrical department was, where they used to sell radios, televisions. And there was the same people for years and years and years. And it really... until up. You went up again and you eventually come to the office, which was where they did all the dividends and everything. See, prior to that, you used to have it in Jarrett Street, the office, with down below. It's now flats. In there was a counter and it was also a bank as well. You could bank money as well as the dividend. Quite a few people worked there, and you could go through to the back, and there was where's in there. I can't quite remember what was in there. And then the nightclub was at the top of that. It was a big place, and the nightclub, the Skyline, was also the restaurant. Quite a few tables, and they used to have a waiter with a frock coat on, and two ladies who was the waitresses, dressed in waitress clothes. You ordered your clothes, and you ordered your your meal and they fetch it to you. I mean, it was a lovely meal. I used to go, as I say, it was called a Monday and a Wednesday. And it really was good. You know, I enjoyed it. And that's it, really.